and gentlemen, to another episode of Sooth to Sleep Stories. And we are on day 26, almost at the end of 30 days. You're almost there, and if you are just joining us, welcome. We will pick up where we left off in Genesis chapter 44, verse 18, through Genesis chapter 48, verse 16, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. Then we will conclude with the eventide portion from God Calling for day 26, January 26th. But before we begin, let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, once again, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your word in a soft-spoken manner. And I pray for your revelation from your throne, and that we learn to apply this to our lives today, especially with our relationship with you, Jesus, and sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for anointing this podcast. Thank you for blessing those who are listening now and in years to come. Help us to glorify you in everything we do and increase our faith with what you've given us to do in our lives. Let each area of our life increase with your faith. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief in certain areas. And for those who are listening, Lord, they believe, but help them believe and increase their faith in areas which they need, just as you increased the faith of that wonderful person who said to Jesus, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help our unbelief, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit, I cannot do this podcast without you, Lord. Thank you for being with me. In Jesus' name I pray. By the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Genesis chapter 44, verses 18 through 34. Then Judah approached him and said, O my Lord, may your servant please speak a word in my Lord's ears, and do not be angry with your servant, for you are equal to Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servants, saying, Have you a father or a brother? And we said to my Lord, We have an old father, and a little child of his old age. Now his brother is dead, so he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. Then you said to your servants, Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him. But we said to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. You said to your servants, However, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall not see my face again. Thus it came about when we went up to your servant my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, Go back, buy us a little food. But we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. And your servant, my father, said to us, You know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. And if you take this one also from me, and harm befalls him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow. Now, therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life, it will come about, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die. Thus, your servants will bring the gray hair of your servant our father down to Sheol in sorrow. For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, If I do not bring him back to you, then let me bear the blame before my father forever. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad a slave to my lord. And let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me? Lest I see the evil that would overtake my father. Chapter 45. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried, have everyone go out from me. So there was no man with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard of it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, Please come closer to me. And they came closer, and he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be grieved or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to keep you alive by a great deliverance. Now, therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his household, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father, and say to him, Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. And you shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. You and your children and your children's children, and your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. There I will also provide for you, for there are still 5 years of famine to come, lest you and your household and all that you have be impoverished. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth which is speaking to you. Now, you must tell my father of all my splendor in Egypt, and all that you have seen, and you must hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept on them, and afterward his brothers talked with him. Now, when the news was heard in Pharaoh's house that Joseph's brothers had come, it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Say to your brothers, Do this, load your beasts and go to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now you are ordered, do this. Take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. And do not concern yourselves with your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the journey. To each of them he gave changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And to his father he sent as follows, 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and sustenance for his father on the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and as they departed, he said to them, Do not quarrel on the journey. Then they went up from Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and indeed, he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. But he was stunned, for he did not believe them. When they told him all the words of Joseph that he had spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. Then Israel said, It is enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. Chapter 46. So Israel set out with all that he had, and he came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac, And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will close your eyes. Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their livestock and their property which they had acquired in the land of Canaan and came to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his grandsons with him, his daughters and his granddaughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. Now, these are the names of the sons of Israel, Jacob and his sons who went to Egypt. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. From the sons of Reuben, Hanoch, and Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Yachin and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul, and the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Io, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jalil. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram with his daughter Dinah, all his sons, and his daughters numbered 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Hagi, Shuni, and Etzbon, Eri, and Arori, and Areli. And the sons of Asher, Imnah, and Ishva, and Ishvi, and Bariah, and their sister Sarah. And the sons of Bariah, Heber, and Machiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah. And she bore to Jacob those 16 persons, the sons of Jacob's wife Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. Now to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Ashenath, daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, bore to him, and the sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera, and Naaman, Ehi, and Rosh, Mupim, and Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob. There were 14 persons in all, and the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jatzir, and Guni, and Jetzer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel, and she bore these to Jacob. There were 7 persons in all the persons belonging to Jacob who came to Egypt, his direct descendants, not including the wives of Jacob's sons, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came to Egypt were 70. Now he sent Judah before him to Joseph, to point out the way before him to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. As soon as he appeared before him, he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a long time. Then Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive. And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and will say to him, My brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come about when Pharaoh calls you and says, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, that you may live in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is loathsome to the Egyptians. Chapter 47. Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers and their flocks and their herds and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took 5 men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" So they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to sojourn in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let your servants live in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is at your disposal. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know any capable men among them, then put them in charge of my livestock." Then Joseph brought his father Jacob and presented him to Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many years have you lived?" So Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my sojourning are 130. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life, nor have they attained the years that my fathers lived during the days of their sojourning." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. So Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Rameses or Ramses, depending on where you're from and how it's pronounced, as Pharaoh had ordered. And Joseph provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with food, according to their little ones. Now, there was no food in all the land, because the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food, for why should we die in your presence? For our money is gone." Then Joseph said, "Give up your livestock, and I will give you food for your livestock, since your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for the horses and the flocks and the herds and the donkeys. And he fed them with food in exchange for all their livestock that year. And when that year was ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, "We will not hide from my lord that our money is all spent, and the cattle are my lord's. There is nothing left for my lord except our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, and we and our land will be slaves to Pharaoh. So give us seed, that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every Egyptian sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. Thus the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to the cities from one end of Egypt's border to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had an allotment from Pharaoh, and they lived off the allotment which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Behold, I have today bought you and your land for Pharaoh. Now, here is seed for you, and you may sow the land. And at the harvest, you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and 4/5 shall be your own for seed of the field, and for your food, and for those of your households, and as food for your little ones." So they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's slaves." And Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt, valid to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth. Only the land of the priests did not become Pharaoh's. Now, Israel lived in the land of Egypt and Goshen, and they acquired property in it, and were fruitful, and became very numerous. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time for Israel to die drew near, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "Please, if I have found favor in your sight, place now your hand under my thigh and deal with me in kindness and faithfulness. Please do not bury me in Egypt. But when I lie down with my fathers, you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And he said, "I will do as you have said." And he said, "Swear to me." So he swore to him. Then Israel bowed in worship at the head of the bed. Chapter 48, verses 1 through 16. Now it came about after these things that Joseph was told, "Behold, your father is sick." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him. When it was told to Jacob, "Behold, your son Joseph has come to you," Israel collected his strength and sat up in the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And he said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and numerous, and I will make you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting possession.' And now your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are. But your offspring that have been born after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the names of their brothers in their inheritance. Now, as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died to my sorrow in the land of Canaan on the journey, when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem." When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, "Who are these?" And Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me here." So he said, "Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were so dim from age that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them close to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your children as well." Then Joseph took them from his knees and bowed with his face to the ground. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right, and brought them close to him. But Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, crossing his hands, although Manasseh was the firstborn. The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 19. Concerning divorce. And it came about that when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And some Pharisees came to him, testing him and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause at all?" And he answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate and divorce her?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, But from the beginning it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery. The disciples said to him, if the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, it is better not to marry. But he said to them, not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. And there are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to accept this, let him accept it. Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And after laying his hands on them, he departed from there. And behold, one came to him and said, teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life? And he said to him, why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept. What am I still lacking? Jesus said to him, if you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And when the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, then who can be saved? And looking upon them, Jesus said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said to him, behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake shall receive many times as much and shall inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. God Calling Devotional, Eventide Portion, Day 26, January 26th. The Healing Life. Jesus said, I am your Lord. Trust me in all. Never doubt my keeping power. Behold me, the Lord of your life. Gain strength from me. Remember that healing, divine healing, is not so much a question of praying on your part and of granting on mine, as of living with me, thinking of me, sharing my life. That contact too makes you whole. Go forward gladly. Go forward unafraid. Now let's unpack this. Let's start with Matthew chapter 19. How Jesus taught about Moses, what Moses' view was with divorce. And then let's go back even further. In Adam and Eve's time, God, His intention was for them to become one flesh, one mind, one body. And then when He talks about the eunuchs, some were made by men, so they usually took care of a harem. Some were made by God in a spiritual manner, where God set them apart to be celibate for Him. And not just celibate, but not married. No children, nothing. But He said it is rare. I mean, it's an exception to the rule. It's not the norm. And it has become sort of a norm in the church circles where I've been, and I have traveled so many places, and you see the same pervasive lie that I believe, where, oh, you're single, that's a gift, and yet the person is miserable. It's obviously not something that they wanted nor God wanted. And Jesus says right here that eunuch that has been called by God is rare. That means that they won't suffer being a eunuch. It's with joy and gladness because that's their calling, and it's rare. Most of the time, God wants us to be married. He created marriage. You look at Adam and Eve, that was the first marriage when God the Father walked Eve down the aisle to Adam, when He presented her to Adam. And then in Genesis, I love Goshen. Goshen, the best of the land. Pharaoh said, sure, live there, prosper there, work there, and have them also be in charge of my flock. And look how Joseph helped Pharaoh and his cabinet to prosper in the famine by taxing everyone. And slavery was different then. I mean, there's different kinds of slavery, but they were saying, basically, it sounds like an indentured servant to me. So they gave him all their houses. They gave him all their lands. Now they gave them their bodies to work the lands that they gave to him. And now, whatever seed and whatever they produce from that land and sow into that land, in other land, now they're going to be taxed. This is where taxes come in. This is the first account of taxes that we see. And then, of course, you see the beautiful forgiveness of Joseph. But like I said before, he didn't just forgive. He put them through the ringer. But when Judah said, there's no way we can go back without Benjamin. No way. Our father will die as a result. And that's when Joseph just couldn't take it anymore and revealed himself to them. And then when there was reconciliation, everyone in his house heard, and then Pharaoh heard of it and was pleased. They were all pleased when they realized that all of Joseph's brothers came down. And then Israel moves to Egypt, just as God had prophesied to Abraham what would happen. Israel, the fulfillment of the promise. Isaac was the process of the promise, but Jacob was the promise fulfilled and is now being carried to Egypt. And what's amazing is 17 years. He was there for 17 years before he died. And yet 17 years old was the age Joseph was when he last saw his father Jacob. Look how God restores. For 17 years, God makes up those years which Joseph and Jacob had lost. Jacob's soul was revived again. When he heard that Joseph was alive, his spirit revived him. And he lived for 17 more years. And then the blessing. How important is that blessing? And though Joseph brought Manasseh, his favorite, to Jacob to bless first, instead, Jacob put his right hand on Ephraim because he crossed his hands. So now the younger will serve the older, as we'll see tomorrow. And then 70 in all came to Egypt of Joseph's company, Jacob and all the tribes and their children and their children's children. Well, later on, we'll see how 70 elders were chosen with Moses to delegate tasks. Numbers are very significant to God. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know Him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised Him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose You and will live for You all the days of my life. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I love You. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now His child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in Him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to Him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.